Okay, I'm going to turn it over. Today is National Day of Prayer, hence our breakfast. Used to, the Kiwanis Club actually had a breakfast meeting. That's kind of a tribute to that, that we still meet at noon. We just eat breakfast food, and the hash browns are the best part, no doubt. So I'm going to turn it over. I don't really actually know who I'm turning it over to. All right. Martha, Mike, anybody, new work, come on.
Actually, Dawn should be up here because she has put together our National Day of Prayer and does such a wonderful job. So thank you, Dawn. Thank you. It is my pleasure to introduce our speaker today. And I don't know if you can feel the energy in the room, but I'm definitely feeling the energy. And I think it's because they were sitting close to me. But at Newark, we have a student pastor who you cannot find a person, a man more passionate about our Lord than Michael. When he preaches God's word, you feel it in the core of your being. And it is just my pleasure to have him today to talk to us on National Day of Prayer. And with him are some residents from Newark, Evan and Justin. So glad to have you guys. And even more exciting is that we get others from Newark here, like Josh Hensley, who leads the music ministry. And he's also extremely talented and wonderful disciple of Christ. So it is my pleasure to introduce Michael Sheeran.
Well, no pressure, right? So y'all ignore everything that she said. I am just a guy that loves his job, loves to spend time with students. And man, did I see you last night? Were you hooping at our church? Yeah, man. How'd it go? Did it go good? Awesome, man. Welcome. Hey, I've got some people here with me. This is Miss Kylie Batts and Ryan Riggs. And here's what I want to do as we kind of talk about National Day of Prayer for you. So let me kind of tell you how this is going to go. I wanted Kylie and Ryan to both come and talk to us about things that students go through that maybe you didn't have to go through when you were a student. There's a big age difference between me and them, and there's an even bigger age difference between them and some of you, right? No finger pointing, no eye looks, but I wanted them to come and share these things, and then I kind of want to follow up on that and talk to you just a little bit about the power of prayer, and then I want to talk to you about this idea that somebody is praying for you, and then we're going to get really Baptist. I'm going to ask you, right? I'm going to ask you at the end to get in groups of 3 to 5, and we are going to spend some time in guided prayer. Okay? So how's that sound, everybody? Does that sound good? All right. Awesome deal. Well, here's the deal. I am going to turn it over to Kylie and Ryan, but before I do, I am super weird. You need to know that. And so I do this weird thing every time before we're going to open up the Bible and speak, and I want to encourage you to do this, okay? I want you to repeat these words. Say, God speak, and I will listen. I'm going to pray that for us, and then I want Kylie and then Ryan to come and talk to us just for a moment, and then I'll elaborate on what they said. But can I pray for you before we start? Father God in heaven, God, we come to you in Jesus' name, who has all power and all authority. And God, we're asking that you would come and speak to us in this moment. And God, we're surrendering right now at the foot of the cross, saying that we're here to listen to whatever it is that you want to tell us. God, thank you that we live in a time and in a place where we can have a day that is called the National Day of Prayer. But God, more than that, I just thank you that you're available for us at all times, that we can come boldly before the throne. So God, teach us some things through your word today. God, teach us some things through these incredible students today. We ask that you would do this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.
Many students struggle with finding a good group of friends that are not only supportive, but bring them closer to God. And it is difficult to look in the mirror and see how different you are from those you see on social media. It can be very discouraging for students to look online and forget that God made them perfect just the way they are and that they are loved.
So something that is a challenge for me as well as many of my friends is anxiety. So 3 examples that I'm going to talk about are the general sense of fear that's at school right now because of all of the shootings that have been happening. There's just a sense of uncomfort and unrest. Another thing I'm going to talk about is social media. There's a lot of pressure that comes from that, from staying connected. There's also a lot of misinformation. that just is out there, as well as algorithms that are designed to keep you focused on that and not focused on anything else, and then also shorten your attention span. And then finally, especially prevalent to me, is deciding your future, what you're going to do after high school. Like going to college, deciding what major you're going to do, those things really determine how your life's going to pan out. And so something that I found that helps is just peace. So I ask you guys to pray for peace, because that's one of the most important things, because especially whenever you center that in Jesus, then it's never affected by the outside circumstances.
I really freaked Ryan and Kylie out. I told them, I said, y'all are going to be on the radio. And they said, are you kidding? I said, no. They said, we might throw up. But I'm glad that you didn't throw up. So, hey, let me just kind of recap some of the things. I've been doing student ministry for a little over 10 years. And I just want to give you two things to put on your radar that our students, they desperately need your prayers about. One of them, as Kylie mentioned, is this idea of friendships. Hey, let me tell you something about this generation. This generation has more access to anything than any other generation that has ever existed. They can immediately have access to things, but because of that, I believe that they are the most disconnected generation to people that has ever existed. And the pandemic did not do them any favors. Amen? So they desperately need prayer. They desperately need help when it comes to friendships, because here's what we know about our friends, right? And maybe you've even said this to your students or people that you care about. Hey, your friends are going to define your future, right? Anybody ever had somebody that they love, care about, and they start hanging out with the wrong people, and you try to talk to them about it, and it's like talking to a brick wall? That is one of every five conversations that I get to have with students. Their life is a wreck. Things are going terrible. Michael, what am I supposed to do? Hey, well, who's your friends? Who are you hanging out with? And here's what I know about friends. Friends can make your life great, right? I mean, friends can be a great source of encouragement when you need it. And our students need desperate prayer that God would give them godly friends. That's a big thing that you can be praying for about the students today, and that you can encourage them through Kiwanis. Hey, the second thing, and Ryan kind of talked about this, is stress. Everybody say stress. Hey, I'm going to count to three, and once I get to three, I just want you to blurt out what gives you the most stress in your life. Are you ready? Here we go. Just first thing that comes to your mind. One, two, three. My kids. Yeah, listen, I heard some work. I heard some family stuff. All of us have got stress. Stress is a normal part of life. We get to decide what and how we deal with it. But I want to key you in on something. Our students are going through more stress than you and I think or realize. Let me tell you why. Everything that is important to them in their life is going to be captured right here. And not only is it going to be captured, but it's going to be posted. And we know that anything that is captured and posted is immediately going to be looked at, and it is immediately going to be judged. Judged by a bunch of thumbs up or a thumbs down or a comment or not a comment. And there is an immense amount of stress on our students right now. And they have what I call the bar of perfection that they are always reaching forward and reaching towards. And here's what I try to tell them. You are not going to reach perfection ever at anything. So quit trying to be perfect. They're in a constant cycle of maybe judging and comparing themselves to people and other things. Hey, imagine it like this. Can you imagine, because this is the pressure that students are under, can you imagine if maybe we took your three worst decisions as a student? Just think about those for a moment. Yeah, you'd probably go to jail if those were public, right? But think about your three worst decisions as a student, and imagine if they were captured and posted and shared and talked about. Can you imagine how that would make you feel? Hey, that's how they feel all the time. Constantly stressed, constantly under judgment. And here's what they really need. They really need the same thing that you and me need. They really need grace. So here's what I would like to do in just a moment. I'm going to pray over our students, and then you guys can go sit down. You don't have to stand up here. But I want to pray for them, and I want you to pray with me too, because it is National Day of Prayer. And then I just want to show you two things from the Word of God about prayer. But would you join me? Hey, listen, as I'm praying for our students, you know students. You have people that you know that you're close to. Maybe it's family, maybe it's friends. I want you to see their face, and I want you to pray for them on these things. Will you pray with me? Father God, we come to you in Jesus' name, God, and we just, God, we lift up the people in our lives that we know that are students and children. God, they are the future of this generation. They are the hope that you are waiting and wanting to unleash upon the world. And God, I pray that you might use us to build them up, to show them that they are leaders born with a purpose, and that we might come alongside and help equip and shelter them and shepherd them in the direction that you want them to go in. God, we ask that you would do this, and we ask that you might use the students in Christian County to change Christian County. And we ask that you do this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. All right, y'all can go sit down. You don't have to throw up anymore. We're not going to call you back up again. All right, let me tell you one thing about prayer that I have come to realize in my own personal life and even in studying the scriptures, and that is this. So if you're a person who takes notes, I want you to write this down. I want you to look at it tonight before you go to bed, okay? It's very simple, but it's very powerful, and that is this. Prayer has the power to change everything. Hey, prayer has the power to change everything. We're about to take a trip down to Sunday school, okay? Daniel, guy in the Old Testament, he's captured from Israel, brought to a land called Babylon. We're told that Daniel is committed to one thing. Every day, he's going to pray three times a day. And he continues to pray three times a day, no matter what, even when a bunch of people rat him out, even when he's 82 years old, and they say, hey, we're going to put you in the lion's den unless you stop praying. And Daniel says, I don't care. Do whatever you want to. I'm going to continue to pray. Hey, Daniel's faithfulness in prayer didn't just change his life. We're told that it changes the entire society of Babylon. I mean, Nebuchadnezzar comes to know who Jesus is because of Daniel's faith. Hey, there's this other guy in the Old Testament named Joshua. Everybody say Joshua. Joshua is the protege of Moses, and Moses is given the task. Hey, you're going to move the people out of Egypt and bring them into the promised land. And Joshua does that. He takes over from Moses when Moses dies. And Joshua is in a battle with the Canaanites. And the sun's going down. And you know what Joshua prays? He prays the most ridiculous thing that any person could pray. He prays, God, would you let the sun stand still? I mean, think about that. He could have prayed, God, will you wipe out our enemy? God, will you take care of it? No, he prays that the sun would stand still, and literally God makes the sun stand still. There's another person in the Old Testament. Her name's Hannah. And Hannah, listen, if you thought your marriage was rough, Hannah had a rougher marriage, right? Like she was married to a man and another woman was married to that man. And that other woman had babies with that man and she couldn't have no babies. She was barren. She's upset about it. And she's praying to God. And she says, God, I pray that you give me a son. God, if you'll give me a son, I'll give him back to you all the days of his life. She's in the temple praying this. And God hears her prayer. And he gives her a little boy named Samuel. And Samuel is special. Hannah takes Samuel to the temple. He will serve the temple for the rest of his days. And here's what's crazy about Samuel. Samuel's the greatest judge that Israel has ever known. And Samuel is the first kingmaker that Israel will ever know. He anoints King Saul as king. He anoints King David as king. All because of a woman's prayer. Because we know this, prayer changes everything. Hey, Solomon, he comes to be king, and he knows he's not worthy to do the job that God's called him to do. Anybody else feel like that on a daily basis? Like, I am not equipped. I cannot do this. I feel like that every time I'm talking to students who are in the middle of puberty. God, help me. I don't know what to do. They're crazy. Solomon prays, and he says, God, would you give me wisdom? Right? Out of all the things he could have asked for, he prays for wisdom. And God honors the prayer, gives him wisdom. We're told that he's the wisest king that ever lived. Hey, think about, you know, this. In the New Testament, we're told that Jesus is being crucified in between two people. And there's a thief on the cross next to him, and he makes a prayer. He said, will you remember me when you come into your kingdom? Hey, we know this by the authority of the Word of God, and I'm sure that you have stories in your own personal life that prayer changes everything. Hey, we got to be people that pray more, right? We got to be people that it shouldn't just take one day of year for us to rally around and see the importance of prayer. But prayer is important all the time, especially because if it can change everything. James chapter 5, 16, verse 16 says this, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." Anybody get a text this week or maybe this month? Somebody said, "Hey, I'm praying for you." Anybody get that? I don't know about you, but when I get that, I immediately feel encouraged in my spirit. Like immediately I feel that way. Maybe you haven't gotten one of those texts in a long time. Here's what I would encourage you to do. Pray for someone and send them a text and say, "Hey, I'm praying for you." It's a powerful thing when we pray for people. And that's the second thing that I want to talk to you about prayer is this. Whether or not you realize it or not, someone righteous has prayed for you. Someone righteous has prayed for you. Now, I'm going to say this, and I don't want you to hear the wrong thing, okay, because I am not righteous. The Bible says that none is righteous, none is good, no, not one, okay? But before we came today, I prayed for you. Here's what I know that's probably true for most of us. Anybody in the room got a mom and a dad? Everybody? Yeah, hey, at one point in time, they prayed for you. Maybe not in the way that you thought, like, "Lord, don't let me kill them," but they prayed for you. All of us have had somebody probably in our past pray for us, whether it's a future or a past pastor, a parent, a friend. But can I tell you something that's really cool? Did you know that the God of the universe has prayed for you? Did you know that? See, in the book of John, chapter 17, and this is really right before Jesus undergoes the betrayal, we're told that the longest prayer that's in the New Testament is by Jesus. And he's praying for you. Michael, I didn't even exist yet. I know, but he knew you already. He knew that it right now, in this very moment, that we'd be talking about this. And Jesus prayed some things for you. Here's some things that he prayed. John chapter 17, verse 13. He prayed that your joy may be complete. I'm not talking about happiness, right? There's a big difference. Happy is what happens when you get that refund check in the mail. Or happiness is when, let me tell you what happiness isn't. Happiness isn't when you get that thing in the mail saying that you got to pay your vehicle tax again and you already paid it last year. I'm from Tennessee. We don't do that there. That's unhappy, right? But happiness would be if somebody decided, "I want to pay that for you. My address is 1508 Redwood Court. If you want to send a check, that'd be great." But Jesus prayed that our joy would be complete. Joy doesn't happen because things happen to us, but joy is what happens because of who we are inside and who we know, if we know Jesus. He prayed for this. He prayed that you would be sanctified in the truth, that you might be made whole because you know the truth. Hey, this is something I tell our students all the time. The truth exists. And none of this my truth, your truth garbage. That is garbage. The truth, the real truth for every human exists. And we can know it in the Word of God. Hey, he also prayed for this. He prayed that you and I would be reunited with him one day so that we could see his glory. Here's what I know. If Jesus prayed for us, and if he is the ultimate example of what we are supposed to do in life, and he prayed for us, here's what I think is pretty evident, that we are called to pray for one another because prayer can change everything in a moment. Hey, here in just a second, actually, I'm going to ask him to come now, but Josh is going to come. He's going to play some on the guitar, and I've got my residents, Evan and Justin, but here's what I want you to do. I kind of just want you to break up right now into groups of 3 to 5. Maybe you want to stay at your table. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't like anybody at your table, right? Go somewhere else, man. Go pray with some people that you like, but here's what we're going to do. We are going to take some time and pray through a couple specific things. So take 10 or 15 seconds if you're going to get up. I want you to go sit, and let's prepare our hearts to get ready to pray in this moment.
Hey, the first thing I'd like us to pray for, everybody in their groups, we all good? Okay. First thing I'd like us to pray for, and Michael hit on it a couple times, is just sin, okay? So maybe you've got some unconfessed sin in your life. Maybe you need to even confess it to the people around you. But either way, just pray for sin and confess that sin to the Lord right now.
praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever say, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Okay, let me pray for us, and then we'll move on to the next part. God, Lord, we come to you right now. God, we thank you for each of us who are here, Lord. God, right now what we want to do is just lift up and confess to you all of the unconfessed sin in our life, God. Lord, we know that your word says that you will be faithful and clean us of that sin, Lord, if we confess it, God. Lord, I ask that we confess every sin that we have, Lord, so we can be right and whole with you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
All right, guys, we're going to move on to our second topic. And I'm going to have to bend down to reach this microphone. The second thing I want us to pray about, I just want us to go around in our groups and share one area in your life where you want to see revival. That's something where you want God to move. Somewhere in your life, whether it's relationships, whether it's work, family, some area of your life that you want to see revival. Share that and then pray for one another.
Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in love to those around me.
Let's pray. God, I want to lift up all of these requests that everyone has mentioned, that anywhere in our lives, whether it's our personal lives, whether it's our work, our family, relationships, I pray that you move, that you bring revival into every part of our lives and our community, that we see you move, that we grow closer to you in our hearts, come closer to you. I pray all this in your name. Amen.
Okay, the next thing is pretty simple. I want you guys to just pick out three things in your life, three blessings that God has given you recently. If we look around, we can probably name hundreds of blessings that God has given us, but just name three of them and just thank the Lord for what He's done for you. Pray with me. God, Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for each of your blessings, God, even the ones we don't see, God. We know that you are abundant in your blessing, that you bless your people, Lord, time and time again. And we just thank you for those right now, God. We thank you for being a loving God who blesses us abundantly. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's move on to our next thing. And we had Kylie and Ryan come up here and share with us, but I think it's good that we should pray for other students. Michael said when he was speaking that we can all probably think of someone in our heads. There's probably some student that comes to mind when we start thinking. Maybe it's a peer or a family member or just a family friend. But right now, I want you all to think of one student or a couple students that you know in your life. And pray specifically for two things. Pray for that God would bring them friendships that would be godly and uplifting. And pray that they would walk away from this pressure of perfection. Those are the two things I want you to pray for about those students that come to your mind. Father, you are so good. We want to take some time and lift up every person, every student that someone has in their mind right now. But not only them, but every student in this community, every student in this country. And I pray for two things, Father. We pray that you would bring them godly influences, godly friends into their lives so that they would not have to go through all the things in school alone, but also, God, that you would bring them away from this pressure of perfection. Let them know that you are a God of grace and a God of mercy in their lives. God, I pray all of these things in your name. Amen.
Hey, last thing I want you guys to pray for in your groups is simply this. I want you to pray that God would have his way in Hopkinsville. That God would just do whatever he wants in our community. Would you guys agree that Hopkinsville could use some change, right? That it would be a little better if the things of the Lord were done here in Hopkinsville? Let's pray for that, but let's pray specifically that God would use us in this room right here to do those things.
Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
God, Lord, we thank you so much for today, Lord. We thank you for this National Day of Prayer, God. That we can just remember the effect that prayer has on us and our communities, God. Lord, I ask that we don't let this slip into the back of our minds, Lord, but we be a people who pray to you often, Lord, that pray without ceasing, God. Because like Michael said, prayer changes everything. God, I ask that you would use the people in this room, the people in Hopkinsville, to totally change Hopkinsville, to be a community that worships you and that loves you, God. Lord, use us to do these things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, I think we're good. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if anyone else intended to cry at lunch today. I don't know if it's pregnancy or the spirit, but anyway, thank you all so much for coming to us today.